Time now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, more and more people are in Switzerland. Many are moving in, many are others being born. So today on Swiss Up, we're going to look at the population because, Dario, it's about to hit the rather symbolic mark of 9 million people.
Yes, this is true. It was actually recently reported that if the permanent and non-permanent resident population are added together, Switzerland is likely to hit that mark of 9 million people sometime this year. According to the latest official figures, Switzerland's permanent resident population reached 8.7 million at the end of 2021, and there is steady growth.
Okay, but what is leading to this growth?
Well, if you look at it from a bigger perspective over the past two decades or so, it has to do with the introduction of the free movement of people with the European Union. That happened back in 2002, and since then the Swiss population has grown rapidly and steadily. At that time, the population was around 7.3 million, so roughly 1.7 million less than now. In comparison, Switzerland's population has grown twice as fast in that period as the population of France or the UK, and 20 times as fast as that of Germany. This, of course, has to do with the high salaries and stable economy and good living conditions also in Switzerland that has made the country very attractive to many Europeans who came to Switzerland.
Right. Now, of course, many people said that with the introduction of free movement, there were worries that salaries would shrink, unemployment would rise. And have we seen any of that?
No, that fear did not actually come to pass. Switzerland currently has full employment, and while there is pressure on salaries in some parts of the economy, such as the construction sector, there has actually not been an overall decrease in salary. So you could say the wealth in Switzerland has grown. However, according to economic historian Tobias Straumann, who gave an interview on the topic in the newspaper Sonntagszeitung, the immigration has been a bit of a zero-sum game for Switzerland. If you look at it, of course, in exclusively economic terms, meaning that Switzerland's economy, economic growth due to immigration over the past years has not led to significant increases in per capita prosperity. But,
okay,
of course, there is overall prosperity and obviously a lot of benefits, cultural benefits also to immigration.
Absolutely. But so what it means is, of course, more people has, while the economy has grown, it's managed just to keep, let's say, the situation stable on how well off we all are individually.
Yeah.
Okay, now, but the increase in population has obviously put pressure on the housing market, infrastructure, and the environment. So there has been increased political pressure against more immigration more recently.
Yes. For example, in February 2014, the Swiss population accepted the so-called Initiative Against Mass Immigration, which aimed to limit immigration through quotas. This was the first time, and that's to be noted, that the Swiss population actually directly voted in favor of an initiative that wanted to limit immigration. There have been several tentatives before that, so dates back to the 70s, where there were initiatives that wanted to limit immigration and the population of Switzerland, but that didn't pass. So 2014 marked the first time that such an initiative actually passed. The actual implementation of that referendum, as it was negotiated by the government, does not include quotas, as the initiative asked for, because that wouldn't have gone down well with the EU, but it does order employers to prioritize Swiss residents rather than foreign workers in locations where the unemployment rate is above average. So yes, since 2014, more pressure on limiting the immigration to Switzerland.
Yeah, that was, let's say, a typical Swiss, let's say, fluffy compromise, wasn't it?
Yes, after it was that. A bit of a fluffy compromise, yes.
After that vote. Anyway, that initiative does date back a few years now. But, of course, immigration is now back on the political agenda, or certainly will be soon, likely.
Yes, because 2023 is an election year in Switzerland and the parties are starting to ramp up their political campaigns. The Swiss People's Party, whose speciality has been for decades now to play the immigration card, has already decided to make asylum and immigration the central topic of their electoral campaign. And they are also in the starting blocks to launch their next popular initiative, which states that Switzerland must not exceed the threshold of 10 million permanent residents by the year 2050, so in another almost 20 years. It's still a while before such a proposal will be voted, because of course they first have to collect the necessary number of signatures for it to then pass as an initiative and actually be voted on by the whole population, or by the whole citizens of Switzerland, I should say. But it goes to show that some hard battles regarding immigration in Switzerland are on the horizon, and probably the previous growth of the population is one of the main reasons for that.
Yes, well, obviously one of the things as well to look at, because we're seeing this in other European countries, is birth rates, where actually populations could actually starting to turn because yes. of low birth rates.
So, yes, and you could say that Switzerland needs people to take care of all the Swiss people who are people, Swiss residents who get yes. older and older, and companies who struggle to find actually competent employees. Because, as I mentioned before, we currently have a situation of full employment or near full employment.
We do. Right, Dario, thank you very much for that. That was Dario there with SwissUp. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always do so, of course, on our website, which is worldradio.ch/SwissUp.